This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So, our open society got infiltrated. We got taken over. But in the 11th hour, the instincts kicked in. We elected Trump, and now the fight's on. And I don't use gross analogies to be crude or rude. The truth is, the globalists they got their arm down our throat with their heart in their hand. And they're trying to squeeze it. And we got to get it out. It's going to hurt worse if we let them keep going. That simple. So, Trump can use antitrust. That's a good thing to do, but it takes too long. The better way to skin the cat is to go after Google and Apple for espionage and violating privacy rights and national security violation. And just being honest, saying, hey, there were agreements. These were U.S. government agency partnerships. They betrayed it. Yes, we had it hooked into the NSA to find out if there were terrorists and things. It was used against you. We apologize. We're going to stop doing that, and we'll have a commission on that. That's what we have the commission on. And then bold actions, bold attacks means bold response. Arrest Tim Cook. Arrest Sundar Pichai. Arrest Eric Schmidt. These people are criminals. They literally sided with somebody that killed five times what Hitler did, and they prance around all day with propaganda trying to teach young boys to ask to be castrated when they're 3 years old. Screw these people. And by the way, they're all murdering people worth $100 million, like Eric Schmidt. People are like, my God, Eric Schmidt could kill you. Do it then! Somebody's got to tell the truth. Somebody's got to not back down. It's not because I have some death wish. I'm not going to sit here 2 years ago and read about, oh, it's so liberal, they're handing out condoms to the Boy Scouts at their World Jamboree and encouraging everyone to have gay sex. Everything that goes on, everything that happens, is to demoralize us and collapse us. And now, a few years later, Boy Scouts have a pedophile epidemic and are hiding hundreds in its ranks. MSM. Hundreds in its ranks? It's not the Catholic Church that's bad. It's not the Boy Scouts that are bad. It's not Penn State that's bad. This is a cult that gets a few people in positions of power that then recruits people and gets them corrupted and then tells them, hey, you defile children, it's how you join the club. It's a satanic initiation. It's a satanic ritual. And I didn't believe this 25 years ago. And then I talked to the former heads of Department of Defense branches and heads of FBI offices, and they were all telling, it didn't matter who it was, they all tell me the same thing. They're like, well, the initiation is sex with children, and then down the road they torture them to death. I'm like, what? And then later you learn it's all true. Because at 25 years old, I couldn't believe that was going on. Can you? But it's true. So just because it's horrible, and just because we aren't into it, doesn't mean it's not going on. And it is going on. So I'm going to hit some other subjects, get some other things. I've gone kind of wild today. It's a big deal that Trump is about to pull the trigger. He needs to pull the trigger hard. Big tech doesn't respect Trump. They're full of Obama, globalist, Chi-Com operatives. And President Trump has to take action, or they are going to steal the election from him. They are going to cause massive race riots in this country. And the alternative is just, by the way, even if you let the globalists stay in control, they're just going to take over faster now and make it worse. We don't have any choice but total commitment. That's it. So the harshest course, the most vicious course, I mean, the proper response to this is to arrest the entire leadership of big tech. We know that would be a public relations problem. So you know what to do, Mr. President. Execute order number 66.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get on my tombstone. It should say, Alex Jones is alive. Alive in my actions, alive in my energy, alive in the universe. Not subserving myself to satanic forces, but exploding with energy and life force. And I know you feel the same way, and I salute you. You know, I didn't try to pontificate. Somebody could spend a year trying to write a report to the president. Somebody could sit there and think about what action should be taken. I just know this. We have drastic tyranny going on. We have incredible corruption unfolding. We have amazing pissing in the face of the American people, where the American flag's bad and Christians are bad and white people are inherently evil. This super venomous Hollywood crap. And it's all funded by the globalists and the Chi-Coms. And there's Senate reports now going, we've seen a tenfold increase in Chinese government funding of propaganda that's undermining and demoralizing the American people and attempting to create cultural crises. That means race war. We're just supposed to sit here and go, oh, well, we're an open free society. You know, we don't arrest the heads of big tech or anything because that'd be a police state. No, a police state's letting the Chi-Coms sit here and run our country. And I've gotten to enjoy the stuff they do. I've gotten to enjoy the death threats and the being followed and the lies and the dirty tricks and all their billions of money just poured in to destroy me. Oh, but we're a free country. We're America. So we're not going to do anything to them. Oh, ho, ho, ho. No, we're going to sit here and take it because, you know, we don't fight like that. And they get up there on TV and they say, it's time to be dirty. It's time to go after their families. It's time to. That's what they say. Oh, you know what? I don't want to fight dirty. I want to fight. And, you know, if I was a guy that had made whatever it is, Sundar's only got like $10 million. I think I looked him up. He's just a little front guy. For Schmidt, he's worth like, you know, $60 billion or whatever. You know, if I was set up by the NSA to build this giant thing to supposedly predict the future and to supposedly have good stimuli to the public and use the power of humans that can create, to stimulate us with positivity to build a next world system. That's the lie they told people because all the nice folks at DARPA are like, we want to build the next human level and go off world and find life extension for everyone. Well, that's good. We're going to neural network all humans together with an AI computer with machine learning. And we're going to build this utopia. But you weren't planning that. You're building a system of a post-human world because you're greedy demons. And then if they signed up with the Chi-Coms that have killed 115 million people to round up their own population of Christians and Buddhists and Muslims, everybody else, I mean, I would expect that people speak out against me. People. legally come after me. I would expect people faced with something that evil to take action. Because you notice all these mass shootings they stage, they're winding these up with the culture of the media. There was a big study out yesterday, big procedure study. It was in my stack. It's right here, but somebody reprinted it. I was trying to find it earlier. That the media hyping mass shootings is causing them. See, that's mind control. But see, it's always a Walmart and working class folks. It's always the poor black people at some church or some poor white people at some church. Nobody ever goes to Eric Schmidt's house. Nobody ever goes to Sundar Pichai's house. Nobody ever goes to Bill Clinton's house. Nobody ever goes to Representative Castro's house. He says come to our houses. And I'm not wishing any violence upon them. I'm just saying 101 of the synthetic garbage is it targets the general public to scare them. And what is Joaquin Castro say? He says, I doxed Trump supporters to make them think twice, is the quote. Oh, to scare. Mr. Castro, I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of me. Because you're going down a road, son, and your mouth's writing checks you cannot cash. Start sending people to folks' houses. What happens when one of your nutbags kills somebody's family, Castro? See, you take our restraint as weakness. We're scared of ourselves, Mr. Castro. We're scared of once you start this, what's going to happen? Because we don't want a bunch of people to die. And a lot of people will die. There's a civil war in this country. 20 million people, 30 million people are going to die. Maybe more. You really want your name on that, Mr. Castro? You think going out and punching a bull in the nose is going to scare it? You're really a dumb piece of crap. See, America is a big bull. It's mean. It's tough. It's old, too. And you'd be smart if you made us mad and tried to stab us in the heart, but you're not even doing that. You're out there like a matador with your chest all out, put blindfold on. You're so confident, and you're going to get run over. Here's the problem, Castro. In the process, a lot of innocent people are going to get run over. And see, I don't want to trespass on their lives. I don't want to trespass on their destiny. I don't want to run their lives. I don't want to intimidate them. I want to inspire them. I don't want to bully people. I want to lead them. And guess what? I am leading people, which is common sense. You're not a leader. You're a thug. You're a punk. Now, we were able to get Mike Adams on very short notice because I've had kind of a berserker conniption fit, if you just tuned in the last few hours, because I got hit like a ton of bricks. 10 minutes for the show. And I'm like, whoa, Trump's about to do the executive order. I confirm that's the truth. He's got all these plans on the drawing board. They're all trying to not have him do something meaningful. And I know the reports we had lawyers put together, and I know Mike Adams' report that I asked him to write that he stayed up 4 days to put together, got to the president. Just like Matt Drudge last week got our video out and got to the president. And so I thought just one segment with him, he's busy, he's an engineer, he runs his own operations, to talk about what he thinks Trump should do and the fact that they are, again, down to the wire right now on what's going to happen and how serious this is and how they're trying to divert off with a presidential commission or something that'll just become a bunch of politicos that just want to be seated in the power discussion to kind of debate and carve up the spoils. No, we need immediate action. And what does Mike Adams think that immediate action with the president is? Because the immediate action is coming. Trump's people have blocked him. They've sabotaged him. His lawyers tell him they're going to do it. They refuse it. They put it into a process like he's a client they're milking to extend it out as long as possible. But Trump is now on so many fronts really taking action. So, and he understands they're going to try a civil war. They're not going to back down. No matter how much dirt he's got on them for Clinton and the files, they're still going to try to remove the president and then come after everybody because they want a violent revolution because they know culturally and spiritually they're losing. So we'll go to him after this break. Please don't forget that if you want to win and you want this critical information out, it takes money to fund this operation. We make it easy. We don't just say, hey, give us donations. If you do that, that's great because we get 95% of it. That really helps. But we have products. We have a big sale running right now. But it takes a lot of product to be sold at these sales prices to fund this operation. So if you believe in this operation, you want to see more of it, it's very simple. Don't hesitate. Take action. 50% off to 60% off on things like Ultra 12, Ultimate Grill Formula, all the storable foods, X2, X3, Brainforce Plus, 60% off Real Red Pill Plus. You need to look into that at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But what is Mike Adams' message to the president as they're on the operating table at the White House right now, looking at all the options and about to take action? You can feel the fork in the road we've now come to.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
With me getting reports to the president a year ago on battle plans. He wrote a blueprint, a lengthy blueprint we'll put on screen in a few minutes. The Kit Daniels has reposted to Infowars.com as a flashback. It's in that article with actions the president should take. So Politico and others are reporting right now that Trump is planning to take action in the next week or two, has a whole bunch of different battle plans in front of him. They're trying to push him towards a commission that'll just stall this out after the election, but it's so naked, they're doing this election meddling. And we even have Mitch McConnell, when they come to his house a few days ago, saying they're going to stab him and kill him. Well, his own Twitter then posted it saying it was wrong, so they blocked and froze his Twitter. So the leader of the Senate isn't even allowed to defend himself from people coming to his house saying they're going to kill him. That's how crazy this has gotten. So, Mike Adams, I appreciate you being at the heart of this or working with us on this. What do you want to talk about at this point and hopefully get listeners and everybody else in the White House to put pressure on right now while this is all being looked at in the final stages of what the president's going to do?
Well, happy to join you today. It's important for, I think, President Trump and his administration to understand that whatever executive orders are issued, the tech giants will willfully ignore those orders, and they will find left-wing judges to deem those orders to be unconstitutional. These are the same judges that refuse to allow Trump to protect our national border, the judges that shoot down, you know, the ban on Islamic extremists entering the country and so on, you know, the Muslim travel ban and so on. So Trump is going to have to realize that this, in order to back this up, you have to be willing to take it to the next step, which is to, at some point, you have to invoke the Insurrection Act. You have to declare these tech giants to be, quite literally, enemy combatants.
And by the way, you were the first to say that almost 2 years ago on this show. Now the president's even talking about that because they're the ones that are trying to be dictators. They're the ones on Chi-Com funding. They're the ones overriding it. They're the ones that do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and realize that they cannot coexist with a freedom-based economy. The tech giants, you cannot reason with them. They will follow no rules, and they do not act in good faith. This is crucial to understand. They're not acting in good faith. They continue to deny the fact that they are banning channels and deplatforming and demonetizing based on political targeting. They are actively interfering in the 2020 election. We already know that they stole much of the outcome of the 2018 midterms. And remember, it was Robert Mueller who charged Russian companies with conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. That's a charge that he leveled against Russian companies in order to create the propaganda that something was happening with Russia and the 2016 election. Well, guess what? There are companies that are conspiring to defraud the United States of America. Those companies are named Google, Apple, Twitter, you know.
I was about to say, I think the best advice is go after them for espionage, for election meddling. They moved to China. They gave the code keys. We've got them. But we know that, again, Trump is surrounded by these intelligence agencies that are aware of this and who are not following his orders. So what does he do when they're trying to cause a civil war, a race war, when they're totally ignoring him blatantly? I mean, here's an article on Infowars.com just came out, Ben Warren. Instagram trusted partner caught harvesting millions of user data. I mean, these are lawless groups that have gotten away with so much, they're just mad dogs.
Well, let's be clear. These tech giants are, in fact, celebrating and allowing speech that calls for death camps for Trump supporters. They are allowing speech that calls for the doxing of Trump donors, which is basically a veiled threat for radical leftists to go out and commit violence or threats of violence against Trump supporters. These tech giants are, in my view, enemy combatants in a civil war that is being waged right now against the people of the United States of America. And it's time, I think, for Trump to fully embrace the fact that we are in a war. This is an info war, as your name comes from, your site's name. The info war is here. And we have to realize we're in a war and take action to stop the enemies of America.
Exactly. They're attacking us. They're calling for race war. They're spewing the most vile stuff. They're engaging in criminal activity. They're all over the news now saying, let's get violent. They're not just saying confront us at gas stations or at the shopping mall like, you know, the Democrat harpy said last year. They're now saying come after everybody.
Twitter just banned the channel, or at least temporarily, of Mitch McConnell for exposing the violence of the radical left-wing mobs. And by the way, if anybody needs an argument of why you need standard capacity magazines for a rifle and why you need multiple magazines and why you need rapid fire, just look at the liberal mobs threatening people like Tucker Carlson. If Tucker Carlson, if his home is invaded by a liberal mob...
That's right. The hashtag was trending. They allowed it, saying burn his house down last night.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the question is, does Tucker Carlson's wife have the right to have an AR-15 rifle with rapid fire to defend herself against a violent, lunatic, left-wing mob? Absolutely she does. And Tucker Carlson himself has that right, as all of us do. So there's your argument right there for why we need effective firearms to defend ourselves against these lunatic mobs that are being whipped up into their hatred by the tech giants and the left-wing media. Look, there is a war being waged in this country. The radical left, both the journo terrorists and the media, as well as the left-wing tech giants, are trying to get the radical left-wing lunatics, these Antifa mobs and other leftists, to become incredibly violent and to start viciously attacking.
Well, look at both the shooters now. One is totally Antifa, the other has Antifa connections. These are just, in my view, foot soldiers that went out and did this atrocity. They're finally getting smart to blame us.
Absolutely. Now, what President Trump needs to know, I believe, and he may not know this, is that the American people, and especially veterans all across this country, are ready to rise up in defense of this nation. If President Trump issued an executive order and the tech giants said no, and if President Trump were to, let's say, arrest the tech giant CEOs with military...
By the way, which is totally normal. I mean, they literally moved to China and gave the code keys to all our iPhones. They literally... This is like World War II, but of all the U.S. companies were with Hitler. I mean... We wouldn't put up with that.
No, and if the radical left rose up and tried to have violence in the streets, all Trump would have to do is say, veterans, active duty soldiers, everyone who has sworn an oath to defend this Constitution, you are now activated to defend this
nation. But that's why they're cutting all his communications off. Have you noticed you don't see his speeches on TV almost anymore? You didn't see him go to El Paso or to Dayton. They're already, man, they're making their move.
Well, but I also, I happen to know because I speak to so many of these people and I actually train with so many people.
No, I know. The entire police and military and everybody hates the globalists. No, but that's so crazy. They're never going to execute. Even if they kill Trump, they're going to get it. They're going to lose. They just need to give up.
Yeah. Look, if they kill Trump, there will be a spontaneous activation without orders from headquarters of veterans all across America who will take action to defend this nation. End of story. That will happen.
And we're not going to be like Antifa that goes and harasses innocent people. All these globalists are obviously literally sticking their head in the guillotine right now and asking for it. Mike Adams, really, really great points. This is all coming to a head. It's an incredible time to be alive. Thank you for popping in. Naturalnews.com. We really appreciate you coming on short notice. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. History is happening now. Stay with us.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs. and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. Hey, Crew 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
You know, people always ask me, how do you have so much energy? Are you on drugs? No, I had half a cup of coffee this morning. My stomach was hurting. Just the smell of it. I usually love coffee. But I just, you know, your stomach's upset. You can't drink coffee. But I'm bouncing off the walls. People say, are you on cocaine? No. Hate cocaine. Did like twice in high school. Horrible. And the hangover. Good God, the depression the next day. No way. I don't need that. I'm high on life. I'm high on the energy of the universe. I'm high on freedom and the contest of freedom against evil. You only power up when you stand against evil. You only get strong when you put yourself at risk. And I was just thinking during the break how I'm not going to apologize for being a maniac today. I mean, we're on a planet in space with 7.5 billion people. And criminals in our government allied themselves with the most oppressive, evil people on the planet. And they're trying to take us over. And I'm attacking back. And again, a chihuahua is not a very tough dog, but it'll bite you back. And I guarantee you, if you try to grab a chihuahua and break its neck, it's going to bite you in the process. It's going to fight back. How do they train people to just sit here and, when they're under attack, not fight back? So I see these videos where people get attacked by mobs, by Islamic mobs mainly, white folks, by racist blacks that have been programmed to do it. And I see these white guys, they just kind of go, they just fall down hoping someone stops hitting them. And they're not knocked out at first, they are knocked out later. And I just, all these videos are coming out of the Islamics torturing the Europeans. Because the Europeans have been trained, their whole identity is just laying down, laying down, laying down. Because the Islamics tried to dominate these very Swedish Vikings 1,000 years ago and got their ass kicked. But see, the media conquered them. The media taught them that they were bad, that they were evil, that they had to lay down. And we sit back and we watch all this going on. It's ridiculous. Imagine watching a black person beat up like this and kicked and tortured. You'd be angry, not about their skin color. But they put us into a tribalism. It was like 7-8 years ago, a black woman ran up to a military checkpoint, a drill in D.C., and she ran from the police. That was all during the Trayvon Martin thing, and the media hyping up race war with Obama. And when I was defending her before and after it came out she was black, when the cop overreacted and shot her for no reason. That was a real case of, the police, a woman panicked with a baby in the back, and they kill her. And the outpouring of black support, oh, we know you're good now. You know what happened to Trayvon's wrong, too, because you stood up for a black woman that got killed. I don't care what color she is. I mean, I'm against that. I don't care what color a baby is. Let's not abort them. Let's not kill them after they're born, for sure. But it really hit me just how tribal people are. Everybody's tribal. We have that from our ancient past, but the egalitarian Christian model is to get rid of that tribalism and have Christianity as the unifier and to come together around ideas, what Martin Luther King talked about. But that whole thing is being thrown away right now. And when you pull back and you look at this and you realize there are powerful forces that know all of this, and instead of trying to get people to work together, have we ever played Tucker Carlson's clip from yesterday? Can we cue that up where he says, white supremacism, it's like one of the rarest things in this country. It's not the crisis. The crisis is thousands of suicides a week, 24 veteran suicides a day. The real crisis is opioids and deindustrialization. That's affecting millions a year. The real crisis is hopelessness, and what does the media give us? More hopelessness. More chips on our shoulder. More, because they're the enemy. They're the corporatists. The only way to bring this country down would be to do it from within. And they know what they've done. They're aware of what they've done. Do we have the Tucker Carlson? Okay. It doesn't matter. I don't need it. So that's what all of this has come down to. And it's just a real shame that people put up with it. Because most people see through this. They just tune out of it. And so as folks tune out of mainstream media, they just get more shrill. And it's in movies. And it's in cartoons. And it's everywhere. Where even if you're like trying to get away from all the lies, they just keep feeding them and feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. And the Tucker Carlson says we should come together, like President Trump's saying. And their answer is, well, let's set him on fire. They've already been to his house. They've already been to Mitch McConnell's house. And how dare Mitch McConnell, when 30 people showed up and said, we're going to stab you to death, murdering turtle. See, they projected, you're a murderer, so we're going to kill you. Their answer at Twitter is, take Mitch McConnell's Twitter. Freeze his Twitter. Because hey, he's already put up with it. He's the leader of the Senate. Hey, listen, old man. We came over to your house and said we're going to kill you, and you're not going to show it. We're going to let those sites that posted it stay up. We're going to let them keep calling for your death. But you ain't going to fight back, bitch. because, see, oh, these are the downtrodden people fighting the big evil man with his little modest house in Kentucky. And he was in a little four-bedroom little shack. I was reading about Bill Gates moved out of his 30,000-square-foot house into a 3,000-square-foot house. Yeah. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all out of control. And they're trying to foment the revolution, and Twitter and Facebook think they're going to start a revolution by encouraging people, but they're not going to get in trouble. I assure Jack Dorsey and Sundar Pichai and Eric Schmidt and all the rest of you guys, you will pay for what you're doing. You're already in a lot of trouble. You need to stop and come out with your hands up right now. Seriously. Because this is not, we're not going to give in. Raul Castro was like, we got to intimidate them more. Remember last week I played Chris Hayes. He goes, it's time to really intimidate them and ruin their lives and destroy these Trump supporters. All you're going to get your ass destroyed with your stupid glasses. They don't even have lenses in them. I mean, you're sitting there starting fights, son. You've never been in a fight. All you've done is creeped around all day with a bunch of pedophiles. Confronted and destroyed. Hey, dude, look out when you're trying to destroy people, what you find. You just dug a hole for yourself, now you're jumping in it. You really want me to put the dirt on your head? Because let me tell you something, Mr. Hayes. You go around looking for death, you're going to find it, son. Those that live by the sword die by the sword, my boy. And you don't even know how to use the sword, but you want to run around with one all day telling other people to use one. Don't you get that the captains, or who everybody shoots for in a smart army? You think we're going to fight with your little meth heads? Your meth heads kill somebody, you're going to get it. And I'm not going to be the one that does it. I'm telling you, Chris Hayes, how the universe works, son. See, we're not stupid like you. We don't go out and fight low-level people. You start this fight, boy, it's going to be you. We got to go to break. We don't even know if we have time for the clip, but we mentioned it. Here it is.
But the whole thing is a lie. If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country would be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax. It's a conspiracy theory used to divide the country and keep a hold on power. That's exactly what's going on.
You know, I get tears in my eyes because I can't believe they've gotten so many people to push this evil and try to cause a true civil war. And none of the dumbasses doing it know how much danger they're in. I mean, you guys are in a lot of danger, man. I mean,
what? Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, I'm actually proud of Trump. Not on his gun rhetoric, which is meant to take the wind out of their sails. Does it very effectively. Completely shuts them down. I get it. It's still Machiavelli. It's not my tactic. But on the subject of borders and sovereignty, Trump, when he announced 5 years ago to run for president, 4.5 years ago, he said, "My hotels, my casinos, my golf courses have a lot of great people from overseas. They come here legally. Some decide to stay. They go through the process." I'm not the best at Trump imitations. And then the media said he hates Mexicans. He says they're all criminals. He never said that. He said, "You better be here legally, just like Mexico deports your ass fast. If you stay there, you're not supposed to." Because any country can't stand if it doesn't have borders. So I got a lot of emails, a lot of calls saying, "Oh my gosh, Trump's betraying us. He's saying we need millions more." I get what he said last year and this year. We're full with the processing and the welfare and the illegals being promoted to be able to vote without being citizens. The Democrats are promoting that and they're doing it. So I get people that say, "Hey, we're full. We got to process what we got." No, he's going to deport people that are here illegally. The big thousands of arrests a day are taking place, record numbers, 600 here, 500 there. I mean, it's going on. But Trump has the courts against him, like Mike Adams said. And he's got the whole system raining hell down and thousands of lawsuits against the Border Patrol being filed by Democrats, wanting $3 million each case. I mean, it's crazy. So Trump is trying to create unity while they're trying to create a civil war, race war. I didn't even get to these videos the last 2 days. They're up on InfoWars.com. Netflix shows, you name it, where Trump supporters are arrested, put in death camps, and killed. And you see signs up all over New York saying put Trump supporters in death camps. DrudgeReport.com linked to it yesterday. This is the division they're trying. And Drudge has also been linked to our story. Actress Roseanne Arquette apologizes for being born white, kneels in front of American flags, saying she'll never stand for it again. She doesn't get the archetype. She's actually kneeling in front of it. She's so scared of it. She doesn't even get that. And says because of this white supremacist supposedly did this, that she's guilty. How un-Martin Luther King is that? To say that if a white person does something wrong, she's guilty. What? There's white people in the town I live in every day committing crimes. How the hell am I guilty? If a black person commits a crime and you're black, how does that mean you did? Or a black person does something and you're white, does that mean you're guilty? Or that's crazy talk. I'm sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me, and I feel so much shame. Well, I just feel shame that you're such a race baiter and think you're going to get attention doing that. A washed-up Hollywood chicken-necked hag. So in la-la land out there that she doesn't even know what planet she's on. But there's President Trump. Trump takes high ground. I don't blame Democrats. While they say he's a white supremacist and he killed these people, Trump says, I don't blame Democrats. I blame mental illness. Here it is.
No, I don't blame Elizabeth Warren, and I don't blame Bernie Sanders in the case of Ohio, and I don't blame anybody. I blame these are sick people. These are people that are really mentally ill, mentally disturbed.
So that's just a common sense thing. 340 million people, probably 360 if you count all the illegals. And, okay, 20 people died. It's terrible. Like my grandma died. It's terrible. But it's not even a drop in the bucket. You know, I think I meant to do a whole piece on this. You know what's killing Hispanics? I'm drinking a LaCroix. The aluminum's probably not good for me, but that doesn't have any sweetener in it, so that's not killing me. But I almost brought a Coca-Cola up here, a Pepsi. I mean, you understand, like, Hispanics' genetics on average can't drink corn syrup or a lot of sweets. You get diabetes. I drive down the road at the bus stops all over Austin, and, like, every bus stop almost has a poor Hispanic man or woman with their legs cut off. You know what's killing Mexicans? Is sweets. Because genetically we're all similar, but we're all different. Kind of like white people can't handle to be out in the sun every day. They get skin cancer. Well, Hispanics can't handle a bunch of sugar. For whatever reason, genetically. Kills millions a year in America. Oh, no. They're not a big story about that because they don't care about you. Yeah, there's Hispanics disproportionately affected by diabetes. But, oh, they're not telling you about that. No. It's all Hispanics. Trump came and killed 20 of you. He wants to kill you. He wants to murder you. And meanwhile, he's hiling Hitler because he's going to lower the flags on 8-8. I barely knew 88 was a Hitler thing. That's so mentally ill. They're just introducing, oh, 88, oh, the like you symbol. But this, you know, I never got to this piece. And we have a guest host taking over, Matt Bracken, but I'm going to do two segments of it. He'll be here 15 after. Paul Watson did a great report. Tucker Carlson did it. My mom came over for her 70th birthday the other day, and she brought it up. She said, have you covered this? And I said, no, I got too busy with Cashmere. And that's it, situation. But Monday I meant to. We wrote a big story about it. Paul actually broke it on Sunday before it got big. That's how it kind of works. Like, we were always breaking stuff and then not actually covering it when it gets big. But you had the World Socialist, National Socialist meeting, and it was just I watched hours of it, just mental illness on display, all fighting with each other, none of them able to get anything done, just because that's psychic warfare. That's brainwashing. That sabotage people. That's what they want. Like, you hear about colleges where if someone gets upset, they give them Play-Doh and basket weaving and Crayolas. You think, okay, that's a joke. No, there's undercover video. We played it where someone sees a pocket constitution where the libertarians are allowed on campus. And they run, they go, I'm so scared. I saw the constitution. And the professor goes, it's okay. I know it's painful here. Come and play with Play-Doh. You think, this is like not even real. It is. because they're all, and now the new trend is liberals wear diapers. Look this up. Hundreds of thousands of liberals wear diapers and poop on themselves. They identify as babies, or they put their eyes out. They identify as blind. Because you're not, it's not trendy anymore to just cut your genitals off or, you know, whatever. And so there's a big trend. It's been around in the, quote, gay community for 30 years. Mexico actually legalizes it. Mexico's very liberal. So there's a big colony down in southern Mexico where men want to be helpless. So they have their arms and legs amputated. And Mexico will do it. I saw a documentary at South by Southwest about 15 years ago on it. They call them nuggets. Is it nuggets? It's nuggets. Nugget porn. And so you have your arms and legs cut off, and then you live in a box. And then you're dependent on the man, and then people come and torture you. So, like, 50 men have sex with you. You have no arms and legs, and then you just love it. Because I mean, what type of, folks, I'm not joking, and I don't want to tell you this type of stuff because your brain hasn't been assaulted by it, but I'm forced to research this, okay? And I was just given all pass as media, like 15 years, and I'm like, what's this? I walked out of it. It was like them having their arms and legs cut off. The documentary started with people shooting each other with guns in Dallas. And again, it was gay guys, because it's so liberal to have the wounds. And so he goes, I love you. He goes, I love you too. Shoots him with like a .357 Magnum under the arm. Blood blasts out. And he goes, have sex with me. It's so awesome. It's so liberal. I mean, they're like shooting each other, chopping arms and legs off of meat cleavers. Ah, liberal. Satan. I mean, it's like Hellraiser just pulling your eyeballs out. You ever seen Event Horizon where they go into a black hole and it's hell? And they see film with the crew once they enter hell. They're just pulling their eyeballs out. The Aztecs did that. The priests would do that to themselves. They'd finally get to the point where they would just rip their eyeballs out, chop their genitals off, and just start stabbing themselves going, winged serpent, kill me, oh, Satan. And that's it. Just shoving guns under their arms. Oh, liberal. Just give us your children. Give us access to your children. Think I'm joking? You've seen the video. We're coming to groom your children. And now the drag queen story time, the children ride horsey on the men's bulging pants. And the mothers go, because it's so demonic. Oh, it's so pleasing to give my two-year-old to a man in a clown outfit for them to ride their crotch. See how it works? Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. And so that's it. That's where we're going. They put all this in movies because these Satanists are really doing this, and they want to show you what they're doing. You understand? Now you understand. See how it works? The skin, girl, the skin. You really want to be part of that? You want to be with these guys forever? No thanks. I'll go with the big guy. I like family and children and space bases, building new worlds. I want to go there. I want to sit around and be an honorable, decent person. I don't want to rip my eyeballs out and chop my genitals off the meat cleaver.
But it's liberal. Oh, for children, maybe.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.